Topic 110. The Master Jewel Cool. 1. The Master Jewel Cool, or the Master DK as he is frequently called, is another adept on the second ray of Love Wisdom. He is the latest of the adepts taking initiation, having taken the fifth initiation in 1875, and is therefore occupying the same body in which he took the initiation, most of the other masters having taken the fifth initiation while occupying earlier vehicles. His body is not a young one, and he is a Tibetan. He is very devoted to the Master KH and occupies a little house not far distant from the larger one of the Master. And from his willingness to serve and to do anything that has to be done, he has been called the messenger of the Masters. He is profoundly learned and knows more about the rays and planetary hierarchies of the solar system than anyone else in the ranks of the Masters. He works with those who heal and cooperates unknown and unseen with the seekers after truth in the world's great laboratories and with all who definitely aim at the healing and solacing of the world, and with the great philanthropic world movements such as the Red Cross. He occupies himself with various pupils of different masters who can profit by his instruction, and within the last 10 years has relieved both the Master M and the Master KH of a good deal of their teaching work, taking over from them for certain stated times some of their pupils and disciples. He works largely, too, with certain groups of the Devas of the Ethers, who are the healing Devas, and who thus collaborate with him in the work of healing some of the physical ills of humanity. He it was who dictated a large part of that momentous book, The Secret Doctrine, and who showed to H.P. Blavatsky many of the pictures and gave her much of the data that is to be found in her book. From Initiation, Human and Solar, pages 57 through 58. 2. He who is known as DK is planning to restore, via his students, some of the old and occult methods of healing and to demonstrate A. the place of the etheric body, B. the effect of pranic force, C. the opening up of etheric vision. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 759. 3. My province in relation to the group is to give needed assistance to those who seek to fit themselves for active work as disciples. Suffice it that I am an Oriental. I am on the teaching ray and closely associated with the Master KH. Part of my work is the steady search for aspirants of strong heart, fervent devotion, and trained minds. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 128 through 129. 4. He whom you call the Master DK works much with those who heal with pure altruism. He occupies himself with those who are active in the laboratories of the world. Many of the healing angels, such as those referred to in the Bible, cooperate with him. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, pages 506 through 507. 5. The daily physical life of the Masters, of the Christ, and of those members of the hierarchy, initiates and accepted disciples, who function in physical bodies, has had its orientation upon the subjective levels of life. The majority of them, and particularly the senior members of the hierarchy, do not, as a rule, intermingle largely with the public or walk the streets of our great cities. They work as I do from my retreat in the Himalayas and from where I have influenced and helped far more people than I could possibly have reached had I walked daily in the midst of the noise and chaos of human affairs. I lead a normal and, I believe, useful life as the senior executive in a large lamasery, but my main work has lain elsewhere, widespread in the world of men. I reach this vast number of human beings through the medium of the books which I have written, through the groups which I have started and impulsed, such as Men of Goodwill and the Triangles, and through my disciples who talk and spread the truth as I have tried to present it. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 682. 6. On November 19, 1919, I made my first contact with AAB, much to her distress and dismay, and I have worked steadily with her ever since. The books which I then planned have been well nigh finished. The various phases of the work, which were a part of the preparation for the reappearance of the Christ, have taken form and should go forward with gathering momentum during the next 20 years. The two major ideas which it was my task to bring to the attention of humanity everywhere throughout the world have been securely anchored, if I may be permitted to use such a term, and these constitute by far the most important aspect of the work which I have done. These formulated ideas are: 1. The announcement of the existence, hitherto unrecognized, of the new group of world servers. This is an effective group of workers, intermediate between humanity and the spiritual hierarchy of the planet. 2. The statement sent out lately in connection with the reappearance of the Christ and for the immediate consolidation of the work of preparation. All else that I have done in the service of the hierarchy is of secondary importance to these two statements of spiritual fact. Other work awaits me under the reorganization of all the hierarchical efforts incident to the reappearance of the Christ and the closer relationship which will then be established between humanity and the hierarchy. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, pages 631 through 632. 7. The production of the outer form on earth through the medium of books, of esoteric schools, and the educating of the public opinion has been committed to a group of us who form a part of the inner world government, disciples and initiates, and to this group I play the part of secretary and of organizing contact man, if I may use words which will mean something to your ears. This group to which I refer is composed of 2 Oriental initiates, of which I am one, and of 5 Occidental initiates. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 33. 8. I am an Oriental of the 4th Root Race, and although I have had 2 European incarnations, I still at times fail to grasp or understand the Occidental reaction. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 473. 9. I received my instructions from a joint committee of the spiritual leaders behind the world scene. They are the senior members of the hierarchy working under the Christ. They arrive at their decisions after due consultation with senior workers, such as myself, masters and initiates above the 3rd initiation. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 501.